Thank you, my friends. And thank you, New York City. Yeah. I'm honored to have you all here with me tonight. Yes. Your support, your enthusiasm, and desire for change is what carried me to this point. Yeah. Yeah. A few minutes ago, I called Mayor Bloomberg. I called Mayor Bloomberg to congratulate him on his victory. Although we've had our differences, we have always found common ground in our deep desire to serve this city and to build a better future for its people. And I pledged to do whatever I can to put the differences of the campaign behind us and help him move this city forward as we work to address some very serious challenges. I also want to congratulate my partners in government on their victories. Our new public advocate, Bill de Blasio. And the new comptroller for the city of New York, John Liu. That they will serve this city with distinction. Tonight, it is clear that when the final votes are counted, they will not be in our favor. Yet, we still have so much to be proud of.
That's right. All right, now.
This campaign began a year ago. Some told me to sit this one out. But we move forward, full steam ahead. From one staffer to thousands of volunteers. I campaigned every day. I crisscrossed the boroughs. All because I knew what you know. New Yorkers were ready to stand up for what they believe in. This campaign was about defying conventional wisdom. This campaign was standing up for your core values. This campaign was about standing strong, standing tall, and never backing down in the face of a formidable challenge. I mean, after all, we're New Yorkers. That's what we do.
All right.
My name may have been on the ballot, but this election was never about me. It was about you, about the hardworking men and women who are the backbone of our city. This campaign was carried by those who are ready for a new direction for New York City. The college students who gave us their summer vacations, the seniors who made phone calls on my behalf, the working parents who spent their mornings distributing literature at subway stops, the city workers who donated $8, and all of you who gave an hour, a day, a week, or more to our campaign. I can't thank you enough for your contribution and for helping to share our message of change with your friends and neighbors across this great city.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
Tonight, as our campaign comes to a close, we must not forget why we put in all the long hours. Because the work we started during this campaign doesn't end tonight. In fact, it's just beginning. I'll continue to work with you to make this city better and better for all New Yorkers. It's our duty to ensure that the issues we highlighted do not fade back into the shadows of our city's public dialogue. You know, I learned the value of public service from my parents. My mom, who was a public school teacher, and my father, an appellate court judge. And I've dedicated my life to giving back to the city that has given so much to me. For the last eight years, it has been an honor and privilege to serve you as New York City's comptroller. Over the last year, I've had the incredible opportunity to visit neighborhoods in every corner of our city. You welcome me into your homes, introduce me to your families, talk to me about the problems you face every day. At train stops, house parties, meetings, and roundtables, I had a firsthand look into the lives of New Yorkers all across the city of New York, across all five boroughs. The resilience and determination of our people reinforces my love for this great city. I'm proud and honored to see our city from a unique perspective. We may not have won the election, and yet I know that this campaign had to be waged. And I'll never forget how much you gave to our cause. I want to thank my wife, Elsie. Yeah. Let me go. My father and role model, Dad William, Judge William Thompson. I know that my late mother Elaine would be proud now also. I know she would. My daughter Jennifer. Jen.
All right, Jennifer.
My stepkids, Aaron and Eugene.
All right.
My sister Gail and her family. Gail, where are you? And all of my family members for standing with me at every step of this journey. Through all the early mornings, the long days and late nights, I'm sustained by your constant love and support. And I'm so grateful for all that you all have done. My campaign manager and friend, Eddie Castell. Eddie. You assembled a team that carried us so far. And through all the ups and downs of the campaign, you never stopped believing in what we were doing. Great job, young man. Great job. And how about our remarkable campaign team? Jonathan Drobus, Nathan Smith, Aurelis Perez, Carly Lindauer, Joy Mitchell, Sandra Duque, Peter Smith, Yvette Jackson, Jeremy Drucker, Ann Fenton, Kirk Swanson, Ben Kaplan, Mickey Melendez, Patrick Jenkins, Jeff Simmons, and all the rest of our fantastic campaign staff, especially my incredible field organizers. Your hard work, your energy and passion were the heart of our campaign. To our A team of campaign consultants, led by Roberto Ramirez, Luis Miranda Jr., Doc Schweitzer, Jeff Guerin, Ed Peavy, Andy Grossman, and Bill Lynch and his team, and the folks at Blue State Digital, thank you. Our general counsel, Jerry Goldfeder, and our incredible compliance team of Lawrence Laufer, Gisa Damon, and Monique Renault. Our finance team, led by Cindy Darrison, and the rest of our team, Marla Klinger and Kimberly Peeler Allen. And I have to thank the dedicated public servants who work in the Comptroller's office and have served me and our city with distinction and dedication, especially my first Deputy Comptroller, Gail Horowitz. All the other deputy comptrollers, the entire comptroller staff, the best people I've ever worked with, and Tisha Hills, who's been with me for 15 years. Your dedication, guidance, and loyalty will always mean so much to me. Shh, and I want everybody to hear this part. To all of my friends in the labor community who believed in me when others didn't. Especially, and I'm singling a few out, there were many, but especially Lillian Roberts of DC 37. My brother and friend, Stevie Cassidy of UFA. Stevie. Stu Applebaum of RWDSU. Somebody who I've known has been a friend for a while, but continues to amaze me with his strength. My brother, Norman Seabrook of the Corrections Officers Benevolent Association. Chris Erickson of Local 3. Chris. The Working Families Party. And Roger Toussaint of TWU. To our Democratic leaders, President Barack Obama, Governor David Patterson, Mayor David Dinkins, Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, United States Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, former Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer, the Reverend Al Sharpton, our members of Congress, led by the Chairman, Charles Rangel, and to all the other elected officials, and a number of them are on the stage and all across the city of New York. A number of our elected officials on the state and city level. They were great. Thank you all. Thank you. And many of our party officials also. Thank you all so much. The district leaders and state committee people. Them who campaigned with me, who supported me, and stood by me. Thank you. Finally, I want to thank all of you. Team Thompson. We wouldn't have made it this far without your commitment and your support. I leave tonight feeling exceedingly proud of the work we did together. I leave tonight knowing that the people who call New York City home are the people who keep our city strong. And by the way, and it's just been mentioned to me, and my apologies, my partner in government, the public advocate, Betsy Gottbaum. I leave here tonight knowing that the people who call New York City home are the people who keep our city strong. And despite the enormous challenges we face, I leave tonight feeling more than ever hopeful and optimistic about the future of New York City. Thank you all for all that you've done. Good night. God bless the city of New York, and God bless all of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.